You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I got my buddy.
Yeah, it is.
My girl's cousin.
Sneak TV.
Ralphie the Plug is in the building. How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, you know I'm just hanging out like wet towels and all that.
Yeah, man. You were one person that I really thought I wasn't going to see for like 10 years. So I feel very lucky to even be doing this interview, given that your time on the street was not guaranteed at all.
At all. Not at all. But, you know, we got about that day. We out here now.
Yeah, definitely. How the fuck did you get out? I thought it was some COVID shit or...
Yeah, COVID. Fuck it. Well, I was supposed to get out probably this year around this time.
So the 10 years thing was... What was that?
I took 10, but I was in jail for like damn near 3 years. So right. They doubled it up. Then all the little enhancements, all that shit came off.
Right.
So then that COVID hit. Then they really kicked me up out of there.
Damn, that shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, we were all... That's actually one thing I regretted, because when I made that video about Draco, I was planning on, like, you know what? I'm going to make another video about the rest of the stinks who got caught up in the same situation, and then I ended up making it. Mm-hmm. And then I hear that you're getting out, and I'm like, God damn it, I didn't even have a chance to make the video about him while he was still locked up.
Everybody knew I was getting out.
Yeah.
At least I did.
You have faith?
Hell yeah, but and I knew about charges. Yeah.
Mm.
I know what I did do.
Right. I always liked the mental image that I got from reading about that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Ralphie Mudd walking through Nordstrom's just fucking making purchases on somebody else's. I don't know how in-depth we want to go here.
Now this high-ass nigga want to hit me up.
Who?
Draco, yeah.
Oh, for real?
Bullshit, nigga.
Goddamn. What's he on? What's life like for him?
Money. He get rich as a motherfucker.
For real? That's crazy.
Got two buds, buddy.
So, okay, take me back to Ralphie the Plug's childhood. I want to know about the early days of your life.
Shit, I was always, you feel me, getting money, really, shit, since the beginning of time. Shit, since from elementary to selling, you feel me, Kool-Aid and gummy worms and chips and shit.
So you had the hustler spirit to the point you were doing that, like, super early on?
No cap. Since then, dice game, you know, young man.
You were
food flaming and shit, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. Like, you got to tell me what we can't talk about, because you know I want to know everything about flu flamming.
I mean, you know, I'm going to talk about it, but you know, if they know, they know.
Right. Okay, but what area specifically are you growing up in L.A.? And is Draco older than you?
Yeah, older by like a year and a half.
Okay.
It's crazy because me and my son, our sons, is the same age apart as me and him.
Wow.
Oh God,
that's crazy. You guys didn't do that on purpose, like
nah.
Coordinate your sexual activity or some shit.
I guess they want to try to recreate the truth again. The Lord, like, you know, he wanted to see that happen twice.
Mm.
You know
that dynamic, yeah. So what was your upbringing like, though? Like, it's just really, really hard for me to imagine you and Draco as like little badass kids and
what
you were running around doing, or what your upbringing was like and everything.
I mean, shit, we was really, it was like, you know, we was the same age kind of, so, you know, we was both bad as hell, but, you know, I was probably looking at little shit, doing shit he was doing, you know, but we the same age, so we probably was doing that at the same time.
Right.
He was just doing it first, probably.
And so... I mean, when you say that, like, you were had a hustler spirit early on, it's kind of funny because, like, you know, there's not a lot of rappers who come out of L.A. that aren't, like, associated with the gang shit so much. That's always been something that, like, stood out about y'all. Would you say that was because you were just so focused on money and hustling that by the time you even started to think about that, it was almost like...
I mean, that too, and at the same time, shit, I was doing bad shit before these niggas was gangbanging, so I was already going to jail and shit, so I didn't have to game. I already seen what it was before You feel me? I got to experience all that type of shit. So I ain't really had the game bang or nothing like that.
When you first get locked up?
Shit, when I was 11.
11?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Matter of fact, me and Draco had our first case together.
Together at 11?
Yeah.
What were you guys doing together?
Bullshit, tip the robbery, bullshit, little shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bullshit.
So, is this an armed attempt at robbery?
Nah, hell no. Not at 11. Nigga, armed at 11. Nigga, this ain't Chicago. Nigga, we ain't out here just tripping like that. Hell no.
That's a different level?
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Okay, so what happened in that case?
Shit, nothing. House arrest, you know, they can't do none of young niggas.
They didn't go anywhere?
Yeah, they ain't do shit. House arrest, probation and shit.
We all rapping and shit?
Nah, hell no. It was bad. That's when we was bad. Stealing bikes and shit, scooters and shit, you know. Stealing right. candy out the store.
Okay. But you weren't thinking about rap that much at that time?
Nah, hell no. I don't even remember who was rapping back then. That's so long ago.
Right.
Okay.
And then so what happens? Y'all just started jerking crew together or when?
Jerking, that came like after a couple camp programs. Then in the midst of that, then next you know, jerking just hit the scene. Then there all the little kids, the bad little kids, now they got something to do. That's what it seemed like.
Right.
And then so now they just dancing instead of stealing shit. But now they doing it all together, stealing shit and dancing.
Yeah, did you embrace that though? Was that like the only way to get some pussy back then?
I mean, it was fun. The whole movement was fun. You know, it was that shit.
Right.
It was fun.
You feel like a
you can just meet up. That's when life was just, you ain't have to do nothing. You can just meet up 20 thick at hop on the bus, everybody hop on the bus together type shit.
Yeah.
You don't really have to worry about nothing. Life was like damn near free.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah, but it's weird how that sort of like happened and then it just sort of went away in terms of LA.
Yeah, because everybody grew up. Niggas started getting older and shit. Like, hold on, niggas ain't getting no money off this shit. Niggas ain't doing none of this shit.
Right.
Just dancing around grown as fuck.
But okay, let me know, like, probably a lot of people who stopped being with the jerking shit didn't go to making money. They went to like a bunch of violence and bullshit that realistically the dancing would have been better, right?
Yeah, well, we went straight to money. Mm. Well, we was already getting money, but we went like just directly straight to this, you know, that's when Stink Team, Too Greedy, all that shit came about.
Right. Okay, so yeah, talk about the early days of y'all getting into music. Who was leading the charge? Was Draco more interested in music and then you got into
Draco,
it after?
Yeah, hell yeah, Draco and Catchy, Long Let It Gray. They was like, you know, being freestyling in the house and shit, you know, just doing a little shit. And then, you know, everybody be throwing their little 2 cents in, but Draco was like probably the first one to actually like record a song, you feel me? So then after that, you know, we just push it. Well, this shit hard to us. He recorded a song. We listening to that shit. That shit was hard.
Right.
So we just push him. And then later on the line, you know, I'm getting money too. Shit, I could talk shit. So I'm like, shit, I might as well start recording shit too.
Was Draco like, because I just consider him to be one of the most unique, like standout LA rappers probably of all time. He might not necessarily always get the credit that he deserves, but did it stand out to you from super early on? That like, damn, my brother is like really something special.
No, he been
at this.
The hardest to me, shit, because I had to listen to it before it even got hot. So
right.
The shit been the hardest, and then how fast he do it? He come up with 5 minutes. He used to just be sitting on the porch smoking a cigarette 5 minutes, come back inside like, oh, he listen to this. He got a gang of little old ass fucking videos on YouTube.
Right.
Was talking crazy.
Was your style always like pretty dark? Was that always the direction that you kind of went in?
I wouldn't say dark. I'd just say it's like some nervous music. Mm. Like, you know, it's like our shit is like kind of like it's unique. Like, it ain't dark. I wouldn't say dark. It's just what it is. Like the what's actually going on in the LA streets. So it's like it's no. You know, most people don't rap about what we rap about. They sugarcoat it a little bit, or they don't code it. You know, we kind of code it. Kind of like for people who know what it is, they listen to it and they be like, oh yeah, that's that shit. I can tell they really doing that shit. Because it's just a certain sound.
Do you remember when you started saying nervous music though?
That was like what? Oh, 13, 14.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because Draco, he has a little nervous music tape. Him and Kells, Free Kells, they had the little tape.
Definitely. Were you guys all about the slang even?
Oh yeah,
early
yeah
on?
The slang been what? Money Mosley shit. That's what we been sipping, Money Mosley and shit.
Right.
And then it just got colder. The slang get colder. It seemed like it changed every mixtape. If you really listen.
Definitely. Do you feel like you would have got into rapping if it wasn't for him? Or because I feel like you you seem like kind of like a such a street guy. Yeah, I kind of like could have seen you not becoming a rapper if you didn't have that influence around you.
Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't have been unless, you know, because all the Catchy would have probably been rapping still because he just always wanted to just be like, you know, a finesse type nigga. So one of them would have, you know, start rapping. And then I would have started rapping for sure because I already been, you know, freestyling and shit.
How long have you known Catchy? What age did you meet him?
Oh, shit, we all been on each other since like a 13, 12 type shit. Sidekick days, jerking and all that shit.
Right.
So everybody really been knowing each other for like, man, they're more than like 10 years probably.
Right.
Because, well, I'm like 26 now, so yeah, yeah.
How did Catchy fit into the whole equation in terms of y'all starting out making music and stuff? Like, where did he fall into that?
Oh, he was a big piece because he was like one of the ones. He was on the first Mr. Get Dub. And then I don't know what happened. I guess something happened. And they put RJ and Choice on there. And I guess they took him off, but... shit, he was like one of the first ones rapping. He was a part of the whole shit. If he wasn't rapping, I wouldn't start rapping.
Really?
Because me and him hopped on the first song. What was it, Stink Team? That was like 2016, late 16 or early 16.
There's just a song called Stink Team?
Yeah, Stink Team. Well, it's like 5-6 songs called Stink Team. No cap, it's like 5-6 songs.
Was there a song called that before y'all started identifying as that?
I mean, yeah, that song right there. That's the song that got me like kind of moving. Everybody like, oh, this shit, yeah, it's hard. Okay. Like, we thought it was Draco. Oh, that ain't Draco. Oh, yeah, that nigga hard.
Yeah, there's always that moment. That moment when you realize that, like, oh, there's a dope rapper that I fuck with, but also his friends are dope, too. Mm-hmm. That's important.
Okay.
When you look at that time period where Draco was, like, fucking with Mustard and everything, did that make you start thinking, like, oh, shit, there's really a future in this music shit for us?
I mean, we already knew it was going. You know, when you know you like the truth, it's like you already know. Even without that, we was already on the rise.
Mm.
That's what made them notice us. Like, you feel me? Because we was already going up.
Right.
So, you know.
But it must have been kind of bugged out. Like all of a sudden you're around Mustard. I mean, you're around all these more famous dudes and shit.
I mean, you kind of been around us. You know, we don't really care about.
Yeah.
All that type of
But
shit.
There must have been a time period where you cared more. Because you really do seem like the kind of person that you could see a fucking 12-car collision right here. And you'd be like, damn, that shit crazy. Whatever, I'm going to go back to this juice.
No cap.
But
nah,
okay.
I hear what you're saying, though. But, nah, yeah. We seen the change. We seen the change of, like, how fast shit was going. Right. From the numbers.
Definitely.
You know, that making me feel good.
Could you tell from early on, though, that situation wasn't going to work out?
I mean, I don't even know what happened. They was just, I don't know. Niggas don't like to see niggas hard. Niggas, I don't know. Draco hard.
Yeah, Draco.
He can pressure a lot of people up.
Yeah, and he's also, like, not necessarily the easiest person for people to get along with. Like, you're his brother. Obviously, you've just always known him and shit. Mm-hmm. But I could definitely imagine.
He don't talk his shit, so.
Yeah. I mean, he's, like, the ultimate, like, feelings hurter with his music.
He don't talk his shit.
Like, he really going to make you feel bad about yourself, like, even if you're not involved in whatever the fuck he's rapping about.
He makes shit seem less of what it is when it's some, like, oh, damn, man. Damn, now the S550 ain't cool. Like, damn, they need to get the Royce Royce, now the S550 ain't cool. Like, he just makes shit, like, he be talking shit.
Definitely.
No cap.
For sure. Okay, so... I don't know, like around that time though, where your shit was blowing up, but then you're still like fully in the streets, right?
Yeah, I was still like really in the field still.
But was there ever like a moment where you're like, all right, we gotta fall back a little bit? I don't feel like you ever really like separated it that much.
I mean, I still be kind of like, you know, playing this shit. Like, I'm music, all this shit is one thing to me. It's like it go correspond.
Right.
Hip hop, kind of streets fashion, like. The music, like, all this shit, like, you know, it's tied in.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price, Priceline.
That is crazy because, like, when I'm listening to, like, I feel you on that because when I'm listening to you rap with Dub and shit, mm-hmm. and it's like he's rapping about, he's saying, I made 20,000 off of crewnecks. And it's like, y'all really, like, it's crazy to see that one group of friends and everybody, like, hitting different levels.
Yeah, for real.
From different things.
Okay, yeah, because when I got out of jail, I'm like, damn, the homie in the parking lot, damn, this nigga making, like, damn, 10 bands in the parking lot. No cap. I'm like, I'm looking at this shit crazy. I remember it was just the black, just the awful, like, he got lighters and shit now. Look at this shit. This nigga crazy.
NoJumper.com. If you, yeah, I know, because, like, I remember when they even introduced me to Desto, it was like, this is like the celebrity drink salesman, mm-hmm. was basically what they told me about him. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I wanted to meet him and shit, but I don't even think he was doing he wasn't even doing the brand, but he had like the slogan.
He just got pulled over from by the police, so that's when he made it, you know.
You're gonna really cap to my face and act like that was real?
I think that was real. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay. He thinks I'm a different kind of white boy. He thinks I don't talk to anybody.
I mean, maybe I was in jail and I got out again that time. And when I was out, I see that shit. I'm like, oh, yeah, I hope he got some shit going on. But now I don't know if it was real.
I'm going to wait till he's on the podcast to lay out what I am aware happened and in how that came to be.
No cap.
Dude, I might already be snitching on him too hard. He might be mad at me right now. Here's a question. When did you first experience lean?
Mm-hmm.
he said, mm-hmm.
Yeah, this shit good.
Do you remember? Do you remember when you first experienced it? Was it you or Draco?
Me and Draco. Well, Draco Ben's like doing shit.
From birth?
Know? That's why I said, no, not from birth.
It was in the bottle?
It seemed like it. I think it's coming. It didn't seem like it.
Yeah, when did that happen?
But it was probably like 12. So he was, no, if he was 12, then I had to be younger. I had to be like probably like 11. Mm-hmm. So that's when Act was out. Niggas was getting that shit for like 25 a line. Nigga, that shit was cheap as a motherfucker.
Really?
Niggas didn't drink Red, none of that shit. Niggas just, it was Act and Quali, you feel me? It was just Act, Quali, and Jolly Ranchers and shit, if you wanted them type of niggas.
Did that go away? You never dropped the Jolly Ranchers in there?
I mean,
shit is already too sweet.
It seemed like now it take away the taste. Nigga want to taste the lean now, so nigga ain't trying to put no Jolly Rancher in there.
And it's already sweet enough.
Yeah,
you got to put more sugar in there. It's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, this shit good.
You remember how you got it back in the day? Like, what was the method?
I mean, it's the same Caesar shit. I really used to. Everybody know me. I'd be outside. I used to be outside the pharmacies waiting on older people to come out, and I used to just buy it from them. Period.
Buy it from them or.
I mean, shit. Yeah, buy it from them. Okay. Shit. Hey, shit.
As long as you're buying it and you're not pushing them down the staircase.
Nah, I ain't trying to push the old people down those stairs. Yeah.
But okay, you
I'm
tell
a businessman.
Me. I know you never have sold lean, but if you, I'm sure you've known lean salesmen in LA and stuff. What, like, how do they acquire lean on average? Like, what's the main methods that they're using?
I mean, shit. I don't know the methods. I know how to get my juice in there. You know, I just sip my shit. You know, I don't know what these people be doing.
I was kind of wondering, like, even because that's the one thing about lean that's crazy is that people really will keep their methods a secret, mm-hmm. like 100%.
Nah, yeah, they ain't trying to tell you how they, you know, these niggas be re-rocking shit and all type of weird shit.
Right. I feel like there's a lot of dudes who just have like 20 girls with scripts and they just tap in with them every couple weeks and
or 20 grannies around the corner somewhere. It's either or.
Do you ever buy a lean off of a homeless person in Skid Row?
Yeah, I probably done did.
I don't want to throw Dub under the bus too bad, but
get some $20, a little juice, a little quick little shit. I'll be cool though. I got 100 for you, man. Give him some weed or something.
Right.
But shit, these smokers K2. Getting advanced. The smoker told me 1,200 the other day. I'm like, God damn, this bitch must have lost her mind.
They know too much.
Yeah, they know too much. These niggas done, I mean, Stinks went to jail. Niggas done gave the smokers the sauce. They done gave everybody the sauce. They just started handing the sauce out. There wasn't no code. These niggas didn't know how to live without us. Yeah, this shit funny.
Yeah, you guys drink too much lean. I feel like you like single-handedly fucked up the market, huh?
Yeah, but we was keeping it fair. These niggas start going crazy. Nigga, they got more juice and more money and raised the price. That's backwards. You supposed to lower the price. Now everybody got it. This shit ain't nothing no more. You supposed to lower it. These niggas went crazy and raised it.
Yeah.
That was backwards.
Honestly, even when lean was like 50, 60 a line, and I would always think that in my head, I'm like, bro, that price is kind of high, but it's so hard to get that I'm surprised that the price isn't higher, because I know for a fact that motherfuckers would pay two or three times that, then fast forward to 2021, and that's exactly what the case is.
No cap.
Crazy.
Yeah, niggas be taxing.
Definitely.
Be trying to deal with grannies and shit. I ain't trying to be dealing with these niggas, man.
Oh, yeah.
No cap.
That's not how you want to live. Granny's going to tell.
Granny shit, I'm getting high, man. I ain't doing nothing illegal, man. I'm just doing what everybody else do.
But no, all right, this might be too much for me to ask, but you ever really hear about people catching, like, big cases for drink?
No.
Right? Isn't that weird?
It's just, they pour this shit out, man. Shit ain't nothing.
That just seems like too much work. They don't really want to think about it.
But shit, by time, but shit, as soon as they come, I'm going to pour that shit in one soda. But... be high as a bitch.
So when do you remember that people around you started to get mixed up in the flu flamming and whatnot, and when that became a thing in LA?
I mean, shit, that, you know, everybody do what they do. I don't, you know. I just know when I used to be doing shit, I just started doing what I do. You know, it just happened. I've been doing it. It was already happening.
Mm.
It just started happening every day all of a sudden. Like,
that's when it feels like, as a once in a while thing, it feels like that might be sustainable. But if you really like are doing it all the time, it feels like that's not going to work out for too long.
Oh, no. Hell no. I'm a rapper now.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, not now, of course.
That's what I say used to, when I used to be, you know.
I mean, you kind of seen scamming become part of the game over the years.
Oh, yeah, that shit got too big. I'm done with this shit.
Yeah. Has that been weird, though, to watch, like, you know, everybody was just getting money off drugs and whatever for a long time, and then all of a sudden people are taking on identities?
At this point, it ain't even scamming, man. It's just like a fair exchange from the government to the people. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
At this point, shit, everybody gets money. I got to deal everybody up. You know what I mean?
Definitely. All right, so when did you feel like people really started paying attention to you? Obviously, Draco's like first to the door, but when did you feel like you started really getting attention for your music as well as like the other Stink team?
Probably when he went to jail the first time, we started fucking with like Greedo and Shortline.
Mm.
And then, you feel me, was fucking with them all the time. And then when he got out, we kind of just plugged that in. So everybody was like, oh yeah, Ralphie. And then Stink team, and Spaceship. Mm. That was one of the big ones.
Spaceship for Catchy, that was like a crazy ass moment.
Missed
really.
The whole, like, you feel me? As soon as the little buzz, we went right to jail. It was over with.
Damn, you remember how you got introduced to Shoreline?
Yep, Ron Ron Studio, I think.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Then we was at your shit too.
Yep.
Yeah, that's when I first met Greedo too.
At my shit?
Yeah.
That's actually crazy.
I seen damn near everybody back there that whole week. I was fresh out. I'm just looking at everybody. I'm looking at the world out. Like, who the fuck is everybody out here?
What did you think of Greedo when you met him?
He was smooth, nigga. Greedo smooth.
Yeah.
Funny.
But he's like the craziest ball of energy you've ever been around in your life.
For sure.
You could never forget that he's there for 30 seconds.
No cap.
Definitely. Yeah, because, okay,
free
so you,
that man.
You're saying you met him the day that you came to do the interview with Draco, or was it another time around?
No, it was before. It was TK was out there. Ron pulled up, Shoreline. I think Trippy was out there.
Oh, that day.
This was like before, yep. I think Pump pulled up.
Uh-huh.
This one, everybody was like regular still.
Mm-hmm.
That's fresh crazy. Out.
But
looking at like,
you're like, oh, we're doing some shit now.
Uh-huh. Greedo is fresh out too, matter of fact.
Mm.
Yep, he just bailed out.
Definitely. Uh-huh. That was crazy when I look back at that, because that interview I did with you guys, for some reason, was like the one interview ever where like nobody remembered to turn the light on.
Mm-hmm.
So it was mad dark.
Bullshit.
No, it was. Like, if you watch the interview, it was really dark for some reason and nobody thought of it the whole time. And that actually, I feel like with you and Draco, that really like kind of fit y'all vibe.
Yeah, you know. We
a couple
cool,
of
man.
Dark dudes.
Slip my wrist, emo vibes. You feel me? You feel me?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, how serious do you feel like you take the music? Like, when I'm looking at YouTube and shit, I'm like, damn, he very consistently drops.
See, now I got it to the point where I'm looking at this shit like a whole money chart. Like, you feel me? I see the numbers. I see Draco. I see how he do his shit. I look at his shit. If I drop double the songs is him and just do half the numbers on each tape, shit, I can damn near be getting the same amount just by dropping more shit. By then, shit, the numbers are going to add up. Because before I went to jail, I ain't had no distro kid and that shit. So I was just dropping shit. I wasn't on no fucking shit. But now I'm looking at this shit like, oh, I can get paid. Fuck it, I'm finna just make my own YouTube account. Flood them. My shit, that shit start going up kind of fast. Flood them. Then I'm just going to drop a gang of shit on distro kid. I drop I'm 5 mixtapes in right now. Shit.
And you just checking the analytics, just seeing that just shit seeing growing and growing.
My shit going up. My listeners going up. Everything going up. And I'm just shit. The checks keep coming too. So I'm just like, fuck it. I'm going to keep dropping.
I love hearing rappers talk about that because it's the exact same thing with me and the YouTube. But it's like a lot of rappers, like, you know, even like 4 or 5 years ago, it's like the path to making money off music was a lot more complicated. And now to just have the Spotify shit and everything so organized, and it's like, it's just really good to see people be able to realize, like, oh, if I keep dropping, I'm going to keep growing these checks and shit.
Hell yeah. That's the only math I know, shit. Shit, that wasn't hard.
Definitely. So how'd you find out about this case that y'all collectively caught around that time that we're talking about when everything was sort of blowing up?
You talking about, shit, I don't know. They just locked our ass up. They wasn't no warning or nothing. Shit, I thought I was supposed to be on tour. Dude, we drove all the way out there for 9 hours just to drive back 12 hours on the bus. Stop at that bullshit-ass fucking restaurant. That shit had a nigga stomach hurting.
Wait, where'd they get you?
From San Francisco.
So you went all the way up there just to get arrested for shit in L.A.?
We thinking we cool. We Instagram, playing 2K and shit. You feel me? We on the little bullshit-ass bus and shit. We playing 2K and shit. We drive all the way out there, get this room. Soon as we check in, we chilling and shit. I'm pull my juice, put it in the freezer. At this point, I'm trying to wake up and, you feel me, start my day. Man, niggas knocking on the door. I'm thinking it's the homies playing. They open the door. I'm laying on the bed. I look up, man, police coming. I'm like, ah, man, this is bullshit. Homies laying outside.
Right.
Towels and shit, no clothes on and shit. I'm like, oh, they ain't playing. They tripping.
Wow.
Well, they got dirt bikes with helmets on. I'm telling you, no cap. I swear to God, it was like some movie shit. I ain't never seen no shit like that. Nigga, they put us in the, you know, the little van that you see in NWA?
Uh-huh.
The little bullshit van that they put you in. You kind of like, I don't know what kind of movie. Yeah, NWA, that's the perfect movie. When they went in there after they, when they shut their little showdown.
Right.
And the police threw them in a little shit. It was like a van like that. They put us in one of them motherfuckers. I'm like, what the fuck type of bullshit is this?
They don't even tell you what you're caught up for?
Man, hell no. They like, yeah, that shit was funny. I ain't going to say too much.
So you're thinking about every illegal thing you ever did in your whole life? Like,
no, I knew what time it was because just got out of jail the first time. So I'm like, okay, these niggas probably on this bunk shit. They kept talking about some burglaries and shit. I'm like, man, not me. I don't know what y'all talking about. Burglaries.
You did a good job keeping your mouth shut and all that?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Ain't nothing happened. I ain't got to keep my mouth shut. It's innocent.
It's funny talking to you because I always, like, I never look at you and think, oh, he looks like Draco. But while I was sitting here talking to you, it's like certain smiles you hit. I'm like, oh, right. They are related. Yes. Genetics. Crazy. How'd you feel when you found out that they were going to be trying to use all this crazy-ass gang shit against y'all for a rap group?
They tried to do it the first time. That's the thing. But we beat it the first time. They dropped it the first time. That's why we got out of jail.
Oh, okay.
And then they tried to hit us with the same fucking charges and then chumped them up with way more shit and basically hit us with the gang again. So I guess they like, oh, shit, well, I guess with all this, we could put a gang type shit. Bullshit. It was on my case, it was only 3 people. It was like 40, 50 charges type shit.
Right.
Like, God damn.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They tried to John Gotti us.
But do you, like, did it feel kind of ironic that you guys know that you're, like, the outliers in L.A.? Like, everybody else is all, like, very clearly associated with gangs, whatever. You presumably are thinking this is a good thing that you've kind of avoided, at least publicly, like, associating yourself with that. And then all of a sudden, they're using that to try to give you crazy-ass numbers.
That's some crazy shit. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, damn, man. Shit, nigga ain't gangbang his whole life, but then y'all going to try to whoop a nigga, hit a nigga with the gangbang ass. That's weak.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. So you're in prison and fighting your case, or had you already been sentenced when Draco beat his first case, but they didn't let him out and made him fight it all over again?
Yep. I was already in the pen.
But you're in there. Had you already been sentenced or not yet at that point?
No, I was sentenced. I was sitting in the county for a little bit, but then I left. When I left, he was already going back to court. He just started going back to court. By the time I got out of jail, he was still going to court. And then he got out of jail. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? That shit was crazy. It was so fast.
And you're just hearing about it because he beats the case. And then he's got the case all over again. They wait right up until he's about to go to trial. And then they're like, oh, nah, it's cool.
Yeah,
you can
go. About this. We ain't fucking with this. Because they already know that bitch. Jackie Lacey, I guess they kicked her up out the office.
Right.
So that's what a lot of people started getting out because of that.
Yeah, she had a hard on for you guys, huh?
Yeah, she was for everybody. She was just janky. She was just... she looked at your case and it looked crazy. Oh yeah, like keep them in there forever. That's how she was looking at shit.
Definitely.
They don't care about the janky detective. None of that.
Did you even get to the point of like having them use your lyrics against you in court, or did they even not bother on
that? That was just like, I'm just looking at the songs they using. Like, this song don't have nothing to do with this case. That's the type of shit I'm on. So I'm just sitting here like, like, y'all can use that, but it don't affect us. Like, y'all, this shit, anybody in their right mind would listen to this shit. Like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? This song talking about some pimping shit or some shit. Why y'all bring, like, they brung up Right Decision song with Catchy. I'm looking like, why the fuck is this song on a murder case type shit? Like, what the fuck?
They were all about Chunky Monkey, too, right?
Yeah, Chunky Monkey, too.
Because they were saying that there was a gun in that might have been another gun. Shit. Yeah. What was going through your mind that day when you all shot that video and you figured you were gonna throw Gorilla Mask on?
Shit, I was just, for the song, it sounded like the song, and then we were just somewhere and I seen the mask. I'm like, oh shit, fuck it, we just gonna put these masks on.
You were in Claremont, right?
Yeah, I'm Claremont.
Because in the intro, who's getting yelled at for being late?
That's me and Draco arguing. You stay arguing about some bullshit.
But who are you yelling at on the phone?
That's Draco. Arguing. You see, he pulled up an hour later. Damn near just crashed. This nigga be on bus.
Yeah, I know. And I'm seeing him driving all crazy to that dirt parking lot. Yeah. I'm like, you really want to get your car dirty like that? Like,
he bust. He don't care.
That shit was crazy. I always want to ask this question is, what the fuck was going through y'all heads when you made Shoot a Baby?
Shit, we was like, it's not literally like shoot a baby, but like, you feel me? Like,
I got killers who would shoot a baby.
Like, you feel me?
It's like, I realize that like, it's just music and everything, but I'm also like, what kind of day were they having where they just wanted to make some music that sounded that demonic?
Nah, the homie Ross, Free Ross, one day he came back like, he tripping and shit. Like, yeah, I'm ready to shoot a baby right now. Like, he was just tripping. Free the homie, he bust it.
Were there ever songs that you made though where you're like, damn, I might have took it a little too far? Like, that shit looks kind of crazy in retrospect.
I mean, nah, not really, because we just some boys. We ignorant. We just like, people gonna take shit how they take it, you feel me, at this point in life. Like, you feel me? They just either they gonna fuck with you or not. All type of people doing crazy shit out here.
Right. It's funny because I always seen y'all like kind of gravitate towards some of the Flint dudes like Rio the Young OG and all them, where I feel like him, like he's like a part-time comedian on tracks. Like he's like spitting jokes.
No cap, he be saying some funny ass shit.
You guys will say something that's super offensive and fucked up and insane.
It just sound cool.
But you don't really like make it that obvious that it's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of let it out.
You got to say it cool. See, me, I'm more different. That's Draco, really. Mm. Me, I'm more, I just say like just facts. Like, you know, I just state the facts.
Mm.
You know, talk about cool shit.
You feel like you got a lot better at rapping over the years? Have you really gone out of your way, or do you feel like you just go in and just do whatever happens?
I swear to God, I just do songs in 10 minutes and they just be just quality type shit. Like, I just go in there and hear the beat, like, all right, fuck it. Now, because I punch in, now I used to write. But now, since I start punching in, now I just be quick shit. It be the songs I don't even want to do. That be the hardest one. I'm like, yeah, I don't even do that shit.
Yeah. No, that was definitely when I was getting ready for this interview and I was watching a shitload of your videos. I was kind of like, damn, he has got a lot fucking better over the years, like, compared to the older shit. Yeah, like,
because I ain't even mix my shit back then. I used to just drop shit. That's why I told you, I wasn't taking this shit serious. I was just rapping. Now I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to put that shit on DistroKid. We got to register this shit. We got to get all this shit jugging.
Definitely.
No cap.
Do you feel, okay, so what was your time locked up like? Like, how would you describe it?
I mean, shit, I wouldn't say it was, you know, it was just jail was jail. But I'm the type, I've been going to jail since a little kid. So I'm going to make my worst situations, you know, I'm going to adapt to where I'm at. You know, when you get in jail, you get in jail mode. Anybody that been going to jail, you know, you just know you in there. You don't want to be like miserable, none of that. You just going to keep your same little shit. You just in jail. Definitely. You got to be a little more aggressive.
You have to fight there right away?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
you
like,
know, undefeated Big Bad Ralphie.
That's,
without,
that's just without question?
Hell, cap. No, I was cooler, though. I'm more of a smooth man, you know.
Niggas, right.
You want to fight? All right, come on.
But it's crazy in prison because, like,
I know what I'm finna do.
There was a couple different times where I talked to Draco, and he basically told me about wild-ass fights that he got involved in there, and I was just like, damn, that's crazy because probably nobody will ever know about that on the street. That'll never be an academics video about that, even though you're telling me some shit that if there was a video of this,
oh yeah,
internet broken.
A lot of people would be embarrassed if there's videos of this.
Right.
Career gone.
Yeah. Okay, so were you sober the whole time you were locked up?
Hell no, I was on Benadryls and shit, look, rim rounds and shit, nigga, we was getting high, no cap. That's what got me through that shit too. No cap, rim rounds and Benadryls. Shout out to rim rounds and Benadryls.
What's a rim
round? It's like, what is it, like a psych man, like kind of like a Xanax, kind of like, but in jail, so it's like, that's your jail Xanax, and then Benadryls, you got the liquid Benadryl, it's kind of like your jail link.
Right.
You feel me?
Damn. So, yeah, that was one thing I did notice about you and Draco is that you guys got out and pretty much went back to business in that regard.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, no cap.
Do you see yourself ever slowing down in terms of getting fucked up and shit?
I mean, I don't really get that high. I kind of like drink to my body. You know, I just drink probably a line and be fucking around.
Your friends
sipping.
Are laughing at you.
Yeah, because they know. They already know. They know. I really wanted to get rid of it.
You trying to kick the cup? You gonna do a Mozzie move and kick the cup?
I ain't kicking no cup or nothing like that. You know, that's what make the dope raps. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie to myself and say I'm kicking the cup.
That's what really got you on the cup is the fact that you feel like the music benefits from it.
I mean, it's all one like vibe. You feel me? The juice, the weed, the studio. It's all like, for a minute, I even threw the whippets in there. Now that shit is over with.
You're over the whippets.
Done. Over with. You know, that's a phase.
Yeah, because there was a little while where every time I would see you, you would be pretty much
going up.
Yeah.
Yes. No.
And that's exactly.
I'm too, like, exclusive.
That's exactly what I thought, though. I was like, bro, like, where does this end? You can't just be going that hard with it for the rest of your life.
Yeah, just.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that's studio vibes every, like, blue moon nowadays type shit.
I've seen people just blowing through a box doing one verse, and I'm like, bro, this is not good for the environment. That's a lot of aluminum.
Brain gone.
For sure. You ever do it to, like, make your voice sound different, though?
No weird shit like that.
If you had to give up lean or weed, which one would it be?
Lean, because... Well, shit, really, both. If I'm going to give up one, I'm going to give up both. Because I tell you, they go co-respond. Like, you know, smoke weed with me.
Yeah.
And then make dope rhymes.
Yeah, it's a tough choice for sure. In terms of, like, you moving around L.A. and shit, how much... Obviously, you guys get a ton of love. But how much do you have to balance that out with the hate? Like,
I mean, I just move strategic anyway. I don't really trust nobody. Love is cool. All that shit cool. I fuck with who I fuck with. They know who they is, you know? Other than that, I don't be trying to meet no new friends, no cousins, no brothers, none of that.
Right. I feel you. Shit, and you were in the catchy tribute video that came out recently, right? You were in the video and everything. Yeah. What was that day like when you got shot that?
It was cool. It was, you know, it was a homie funeral, but it was, it's what the homie would have wanted to us to do.
Yeah. I mean, I was interested in that. It's like, that just the fact that you guys chose that as a place to do the video, but at the same time, like, that really captured.
That's catchy, you know, catchy. If you know, you know catchy. He, he like, that's him. He would have wanted us to do all that. Throw a party, all that type of shit. That's the type of shit you want to see.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, that's got to have been real tough on everybody just in terms of losing him so unexpectedly, right?
Yeah, random shit. That was crazy.
How do you feel having to see people disrespect him after he's gone?
I mean, people going to do what they do. They nerves, you know. It's real shit. People going to do what they do.
Yeah.
At this point, you can't, you know. Everybody wants some attention.
I feel it.
And they don't care what they got to do to get it.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah, so in terms of you taking your whole music career to the next level and everything, where are you seeing yourself making those moves and everything?
Shit. Music, I want to be like an A&R, son. I ain't really trying to be like, this shit, it's easy, but I ain't got time. I'm trying to be doing the fashion and, you know, all the shits, business, all the shits. I'm doing everything.
Yeah, what is this hoodie I'm looking at?
Oh, the Supreme.
It's at Cunt Street, Bitch Street.
Yeah, Bitch Street,
Dick
no
Street.
No crap. No cap. Then I got my pants that me and the homie made. Got gang in them with the all the little shit.
Desto, you know? Inspired you in terms of doing the fashion shit and realizing how much money you can make off that?
Yeah, him and the homie Andre, Loyalty and Royalty. And Zach too, I'll be looking at him. He be going crazy too.
Yeah.
Them like one of the main ones that kind of got me like, okay, Telly Benz too, no cap.
Right.
Them like the ones that got me like, oh, I can really get some money off this shit. These right. Niggas eating.
So you could see yourself signing an artist?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. And I know how to pick them. Niggas, all they do is listen to the type of shit we listen to anyway. We really make artists bigger just from us playing it on our shit. They like, oh, who was that? Who was that? Who was next thing you know, they just 10 times bigger.
Definitely.
Because it's like a cosign. It's like, if they see us fucking with it, they're like, oh, the Stink Team fucking with it. It's like, it must be green.
Yeah, that's why I was really hyped to see you guys fucking with Rembo. Because to me,
Rembo hard.
He's somebody who is fully admitting it, that he was growing up listening to music since he was in high school, listening to y'all and really, really fucking with it. And now he's got his own style, but he also clearly has that influence. And he's like doing fucking big things. His music going crazy. But it's dope because he actually will say, Draco is my favorite rapper and I was really influenced by him. Whereas a lot of people in LA basically are 100% influenced by him, but they don't feel like they want to say it because they're from the same generation,
exactly.
You know?
They be scared to say, I want to admit it. But shit, I don't know why. Shit, we fuck with niggas. Niggas be scared. Like, we ain't okay when you say that. You act like it's going to change something. Like, it's still going to be the same shit. We still going to go hard and niggas still going to listen to our shit. And either you're going to fuck with our shit or not. But some niggas get that Draco feature and they feel like they bigger. Now, like, okay, now I'm somebody. Now I got that Draco feature out the way. I'm a somebody now. Everybody not like that. You feel me?
There's a Rio bar that, like, really hit me on the head where he just said, I hate when I help somebody out and then they try to compete with me.
Yeah, no cap.
And it really is like that. You know? It's
like that.
The best thing you can have is, like, to be involved with somebody's career or to be interacting with them in some way and to help them and then to have that just be a good relationship where y'all fuck with each other. But a lot of people, like, they aren't mature enough to necessarily be able to do that.
Yeah, but at this point in life, everybody knows the Stink Team, man. You know, we the dopest, man. From the fashion to the rapping, nigga, we shit. Nigga, everybody know, nigga, fuck the numbers. Nigga, the numbers is going to eventually accumulate. Right now, we ain't really too much. We just worry about being dope. You feel me? That's us.
Who else do you fuck with musically from LA or outside?
Shit, ganging them really. But shit, you know, I fuck with a lot of niggas, the homie. Shit, niggas like Patty, G2, shit, Good Finesse, Young Boy, Rambo, Lil Nine, Shit, I fuck with a lot of niggas, but it's too many niggas and they ain't, everybody know who they is. Shit, C5 be gassing too. Shit, ganging them, you know.
You got any? You got any big plans now that the world's kind of opening up again?
Shit, get some money.
Hmm.
Get some money, look nice while I'm doing it, buy new jewelry and shit, you know.
We're going to see a big Stink Team tour?
Yeah, hell yeah. Shit, when this shit open up, if it ever open up, you know, they can play this game forever, keep us locked down.
But can you and Drago move around like that yet? Or?
I mean, I can't do nothing. I got to check with my PO and shit, you know. I got to make sure he let me go, type shit like that. But, nah, I can't do shit.
I feel you. Well, we're going to get you out one day.
Nah, they going to get me out. I'm going to see.
Free Ralphie.
I'm free, but I'm going to be out there touring and shit.
There's probably a lot of people watching this who are still thinking that you're really my girl's cousin.
I know, Kev.
It's a joke. Lena the plug, Ralphie the plug. Just in case they've been thinking about it for an hour. All right. Anything else you want the people to know about? Anything we need to... We need to establish
free to important people. Shit, lonely the great. That's all they need to know. We the truth.
You know what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
Ralphie the plug.
Hanging in.
No jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. No jumper if you wanna support.
Good juice.
Stink Team. Appreciate you, G.
You already know.